Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. A Fine Romance, Jewish Songwriters, American Songs, 1910 to 1965. The traveling exhibit comes to the Triad courtesy of Greensboro Public Library, and it'll remain here through the end of April with the film series, live theater reviews, sing-alongs, and more at all Greensboro Library branch locations. Coming up in the Traveling Exhibit Film Festival on Tuesday, March 20th at 7 o'clock in the Vance Chavis branch, it's the 1943 classic Cabin in the Sky, starring Ethel Waters and Lena Horne, featuring the music of the legendary Harold Arlen and Vernon Duke. On Saturday, the 24th at 2:30 in the Kathleen Clay Edwards Family branch, it'll be Fiddler on the Roof. You'll find links to a complete calendar of events on our website at wfdd.org/triadarts. In the meantime, Greensboro Public Library Assistant Director Steve Summerford recently spoke with me by phone about A Fine Romance from his office in Greensboro.
We've got not only some of the films like Annie Get Your Gun and Cabin in the Sky, Fiddler in the Roof, some of those, but as well we have some documentaries that are very hard. You can't get these from a commercial supplier. These documentaries that we're showing, you really won't be able to see them unless you come to the library. So we have, for example, a documentary about Harold Arlen, who wrote Somewhere Over the Rainbow and Come Rain or Shine and several other songs. And at that documentary, we're going to also have a sing-along. We're inviting people who like to sing to come and see the documentary and then enjoy singing together some of these songs that we all love. So we've got those kind of events happening, and this musical review will be performed not only throughout in nursing homes and assisted living facilities, but also at the Broach Theater. So anyone who'd like to come in kind of in about a one-hour review, you'll hear some of the most popular songs of that period and learn quite a lot about the composers.
I love a good documentary in that you find out so many of the things that are going on behind the scenes. Just to mention the Harold Arlen work in Somewhere Over the Rainbow, I happen to catch that documentary, and I'll give away one nugget. That favorite tune from the movie, Over the Rainbow, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, was almost on the cutting room floor.
Wow.
The producers at the time thought, oh, this is going to be too schmaltzy and it'll fall flat. And I guess the rest is on the Stairway to Heaven right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Steve, as someone who obviously was an appreciator of the musical output of these great Jewish songwriters from the turn of the century really to the mid-60s, what have you learned along the way in terms of these great writers and what a part of the national fabric they really have become?
Well, you know, one interesting thing, and where there is a connection to Greensboro indirectly, is that many of these songwriters came as refugees, particularly after the pogroms in Russia. People like the Gershwins left Russia and came here. Well, Greensboro has a long history of welcoming refugees and immigrants. We have one of the largest refugee resettlement programs in the state. So our city is characterized by appreciating what refugees can bring to a community. And so I think in that sense, there is kind of a connection to what happened in that period around the beginning of the 20th century when we saw many of these refugees come, and they came with great optimism about the American dream. They, you know, left places where they were being discriminated against because they were Jews, and they came to a place where they felt that there was a greater sense of acceptance. And so their music reflects this kind of optimism, even as there is often, at the same time, an undertone, if you will, that's and often in minor keys, that has a kind of a sadness to it. And while I'm not an expert on this period, I've read about what some of the commentators have said about this, and it's that in that music there is both the happiness and the sadness that many Jews experienced as they left their homeland to come and, you know, relocate to the United States. So that has been very compelling for me, just to understand the social side of where this music came from, and that when they got here, they became aware of African-American musical idioms like ragtime and blues and jazz, and we find that coming into the music of these new Americans. This music has a universality about it, while it's also very much a characteristic of American music, even pulling in the African-American musical idiom. The American Library Association actually had three exhibits, and you could choose one. And all three of the exhibits were created by a nonprofit in New York called Next Book. And Next Book, the mission is to preserve and disseminate Jewish culture. So they had created three exhibits that the American Library Association was making available. One of them was an exhibit about Mari Sendak, the children's author. The second one was about Emma Lazarus, the poet who wrote the poem that's on the Statue of Liberty, Give Me Your Tired, Your Poor, etc. And the third one was Jewish composers. Well, I wasn't sure of the three which one to select for Greensboro. So I sent this email to several people, including Rabbi Gutman. And in the email, I said, I'm inclined towards Emma Lazarus because she was a poet. We're a library, you know, that sort of makes sense, the written word. And because she was such an advocate for social justice. And Rabbi Gutman essentially wrote back to me and said, let's have some fun for a change and do the musical instead of the serious poet who worked for social justice. We've done that, and we need to keep doing that kind of work. But for once, let's have a little fun. And and the rabbi, I said, who could argue with the rabbi on this? I mean, if he says we need to do the composers, we'll do the composers. So Emma Lazarus will have to wait.
My thanks to Greensboro Public Library Assistant Director Steve Summerford. Steve spoke with me by phone from his office in Greensboro. A Fine Romance, Jewish Songwriters, American Songs, 1910 to 1965. The traveling exhibit comes to the Triad courtesy of Greensboro Public Library and will remain here through the end of April with the film series, live theater reviews, sing-alongs, and more at all Greensboro Library branch locations. Coming up in the Traveling Exhibit Film Festival on Tuesday, March 20th at 7 o'clock in the Vance Chavis branch, it's the 1943 classic Cabin in the Sky, starring Ethel Waters and Lena Horne, featuring the music of the legendary Harold Arlen and Vernon Duke. On Saturday, the 24th at 2:30 in the Kathleen Clay Edwards Family Branch, it'll be Fiddler on the Roof. You'll find links to a complete calendar of events on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.